I'm Megan Boyce, and I'll be reading Wild Geese by Mary Oliver. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I'll tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the wild geese high in the clean blue air are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over, announcing your place in the family of things.
Good morning. For those of you who don't know, my name is Michael Duke, and I'm a senior at Boise High. When the chalice first was ignited in my presence as a toddler, I knew not the significance that the flickering flame would carry for me. Even though the chalice was extinguished that day, the spirit of Unitarian Universalism has been burning within me ever since. Granted, I haven't been to every service, sung every hymn, or been to every potluck. But it is the ideals of the congregation and the concept of acceptance that have had the biggest impact upon me. Unitarian Universalism is not a faith, that is catered to a specific audience or group. It is the faith of the world. This stems from the fact that UU is not one specific faith in a deity or document, but rather a faith in the freedom and individuality that a true spiritual being possesses. The way that I interpret this message is the belief in oneself. With the belief in oneself, anything is possible. Before I get into this topic, though, let me backtrack a little bit. Christians believe that the source of their strength is the Lord Almighty, and that He has the power to influence and guide them through life's troubles. He has the power to create life, to destroy worlds, to perform miracles, and even to make His Son's face appear on the bread of grilled cheese sandwiches. Now, don't humans have these same powers? Children are brought into this world every day. Nuclear weapons can destroy the world several times over. And any innovation brought about by modern technology is a miracle in and of itself. While I am not denouncing the existence of a god or gods, I believe that each and every single one of us is God, reigning over our world from our own point of view. While it is true that we cannot always control the events that happen to us or around us, each and every single one of us has the power to react differently to what happens. This means that much like how God created the world in Genesis, each one of us can create our own world within the one that we all share. Receiving a failing grade on a test does not mean that you are a failure as a student, but it will if you tell yourself that is what it means. This is the belief in self I described earlier, the faith that you have the power to achieve infinite potential. I would not have formulated this faith if I had never stepped foot inside of Booth, because the principles of UU have provided a framework for my spirituality. It is this belief that will carry me forward in life as I look back upon all that is molding me into the man that I wish to become. Thank you.
Good morning. That was just a test to see that I could work the microphone. I wasn't sure. My name's Meredith Butts. I'm also a senior at Boise High. For starters, it was really difficult for me to write this piece because At the beginning, I felt like I was writing it for everyone else, and I wasn't writing it for myself. When I try to do things for other people, it never turns out the way I want it to. So I ended up writing a letter to myself, my future self. Dear future Meredith, I'm really worried right now. I hope that isn't the case with you. I'm really afraid of going to college. Excited, but afraid. Not about any one thing. The change is just so huge that I can't process it, and it's thrown me out of whack a lot. I hope you look back on this and you don't dislike my diction. Diction is a word I'm not supposed to use in a timed-write English essay because it's too vague. Remember that you used to have to write timed English essays? I hope you don't have to anymore. I hope you got a 5 on your AP tests, but I love you even if you don't. I hope you're happy. I hope you feel like you make a difference. I hope you really feel comfortable with yourself. I hope you don't get nervous around people you think don't like you. I hope you don't feel like you have to prove yourself or justify yourself to anyone. I hope you have a community and you feel like you have a place in it. I hope you're a leader. I hope you don't doubt yourself and you're still sticking it to the man. I hope you have time to read. I hope you have time to eat good food. I hope you cook and bake because I know you love it. I hope you've grown and you never let your intrigue die. I hope you found balance and peace. I hope you're good to people. And you aren't ever bitter about the world like I sometimes am. I care about us, this life. It's good. I'm working towards my hopes, but it's hard, and it's scary, and it's lonely. But I hope it will always be getting better. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Tressa Bild. I go to Capitol High School, and I am 110% done with school. Which is a little ironic to say because at the end of August, I'll be restarting the cycle, but this time I'll be restarting at the University of Puget Sound in Tacoma, Washington. And although this is a very exciting time in my life, that's not exactly what I'm here to talk about. Last time I was up on this pulpit, I was giving my post-coming-of-age faith statement. Now, mind you, this was 6 years ago when I was about 13 years old, and after rereading my faith statement, I can tell you that 6 years in a young adult's life can really change one's values, beliefs, grammar, and sense of humor. 6 years ago, my 3 core values in life were to have fun, follow the golden rule, and always go beyond your goals. Needless to say, that has changed a bit. Now I have 2 fundamental values that I try to carry out in my day-to-day life and will certainly hold with me forever. My first one is family comes before anything else. 3 years ago, my grandma was diagnosed with stage 4 ovarian cancer. That was the closest I had ever been to losing someone. Yes, everyone dies, I understand that. But I had never experienced it that close before. Now, 3 years later, she is 100% cancer-free, and she's an absolute miracle. But I'm not waiting for another miracle to appreciate the value of my family. Second, have pride in who I am. This year, I did a lot of self-evaluation, or self-finding, if you will. This year, I accepted the fact and came to the realization that I am gay. My friends and family have all been very supportive and loving of me through this whole process, which has not only made it easier, but has also reassured me that I should not have to be afraid of who I am. That what I must embrace, however, is not the fact that I am gay, but the fact that being gay is not a barrier to who I am, it does not put limits on who I am, and it sure as hell does not define who I am. How does this relate back to this church, this congregation, this sanctuary? Because 8 years ago, my family introduced me to this place. Maybe it was a bit against my will, considering I had no real concept of what church or religion meant, but they brought me to a place that they felt safe, comfortable, and loving to raise a child. Also, because every single person in this building, whether you're a regular or a seasonal churchgoer, has shown me that it is more than okay to be who I am. This congregation, this religion, and this community of Boof has always made me feel safe. And with that, I leave you with my two values: family comes first, and have pride in who I am. And as I cross over the bridge and make a new life for myself elsewhere, I will continue to carry those with me in my mind, body, and spirit. Thank you.
If you will now turn in your hymnals to hymn number 123, the gray hymnals. And rise in body or in spirit and join in singing.
At this time, we would like to acknowledge the bridging of Galvin Olson Smith. Galvin would like to thank the Boof community and congregation for providing a loving and encouraging space for them to grow and come of age.
Hi, my name is Elia. My name represents the miracle of my birth. In Mexico, the name Elia is common, just another four letters to put on a keychain for tourists. In the United States, it is a symphonic crackle that no one has ever heard before. In Spanish, it represents the most hopeful kind of light. It represents, derived from the word Helios, or sun god, it means happiness and positivity. Throughout my childhood, I became accustomed to correcting substitute teachers who never failed to butcher the pronunciation. Elia? Elia? They would say with a furrowed brow. But in Spanish, the name sounds like a supple kiss. Que chula, Elia, our Latina family friend Gloria always says. How beautiful. My name is the monarch butterflies that flew from the Sierra Madre Mountains that landed gently on my mother's pregnant stomach. They must have whispered ever so softly that it was time for me to come into my parents' lives. Guadalajara, Mexico welcomed my arrival into the new world on New Year's Eve of 1995. Before my parents could travel back to the United States, where you, as a congregation, welcomed me. Be it by accident or fate, I am a dual citizen. Like the monarch butterfly, I am free to flit over the border. Some of my earliest memories are participating in human rights rallies and trudging cold-toed at the Martin Luther King Day marches. I remember running up and down strangers' front steps to drop off pamphlets for various politicians, racing my parents up and down the blocks. From an early age, I recognized unfairness. I knew that there were conflicts in the world, but mostly because my dad was always yelling at the radio. When my identical twin sisters were born, I became aware of a whole new realm of inequality. For them, everything had to be the same, from the color of the bowl to the amount of ice cream scooped into it. Equality was a simple concept as a child. Throughout my life, I've embodied Unitarian Universalist values of volunteering and caring for others. Last year, my love for nature inspired me to build a trail in Boise's majestic foothills. My commitment to education and unending gratitude for my public school teachers prompted me to protest on proposed online class requirements. Last spring, I went to the Pacific Northwest Youth Con, and it was an incredible experience full of love and compassion, which was truly transcendent for me. My one piece of advice for the youth in this church is go to Youth Con. It will truly just change your life, honestly. Earlier this year, I joined a group of immigrant rights activists to march to our congressman's office on the hottest day of the year. I was deeply shaken that hearing these intelligent, thoughtful people were threatened of the very real possibility of deportation. Hearing their stories made me understand what the immigration struggle is truly about. The butterfly is appreciated whether she is sucking the nectar from the milkweed in the north or clumped together in the frail branches in the pine trees south of the border. In Mexico, I am accepted as a citizen, and I'm afraid that many Latinos living in America, citizens or not, do not feel like they have the same privilege. I no longer believe equality is quite so simple. Like the journey of the monarchs, I am still journeying through my transformation. Each day, I encounter ethical dilemmas on various levels, from the classroom setting to my wider community. Similar to my fellow teens entering adulthood, I am constantly asserting myself in new ways. Yet, even in these times of uncertainty, I am guided by the name my parents bestowed. My name is more than my label. It is my identity. In my name, I find it my personal duty to bring light to others and into the world. Humans can learn to live together, but I do not believe that there are two worlds. We all inhabit the same planet, together as one. Next year, I will be leaving my Ida home and flying across the country to a little town called Meadville, Pennsylvania, my new home of a small liberal arts college called Allegheny College. Thank you for helping me mold me into the person I am today and giving me the freedom to scatter. I will always have a place in my heart for this fellowship and the love and support you have given me throughout my life. Thank you.
Okay. I will be reading The Summer Day by Mary Oliver. Who made the world? Who made the swan and the black bear? Who made the grasshopper? This grasshopper, I mean. The one who has flung herself out of the grass, the one who is eating sugar out of my hand, who is moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down, who is gazing around with her enormous and complicated eyes. Now she lifts her pale forearms and thoroughly washes her face. Now she snaps her wings open and floats away. I don't know exactly what a prayer is. I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel down in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I've been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?
So now I'm going to bless you. Thank you. In the name of all that is good and holy, with the spirit of life and love which dwells within and among and beyond us, we bless you. May your journey know joy and contentment and satisfaction. May it also know pain and disappointment in just enough measure to grow in you good character and compassion. May both character and compassion guide your lives. May you never feel alone. May you always feel love around you from family and friends and from that great holy source beyond us. May you always offer your love to the world. May you walk your path through the light and the darkness with hope and faith and grace. We bless you. Amen. And though I hate breaking the moment in a certain way, y'all have been really dying to applaud these young people, haven't you?
And in Meredith's words, sticking it to the man who probably is me on this morning, we're not quite singing the hymn yet, and I apologize to Carrie. So this is the time when I would like the six bridging youth to come up and join Dana and myself, Reverend Dana and myself. Yeah, go that way. Just know I'm talking to you. I'm going to be in front of you. I just can't help myself. You have grown beyond what you once were, and now you are crossing a bridge into a new time in your life. We wish to hold you, honor you, and send you off into this new life with our love and blessings. We have gifts to carry with you on this next stage in your journey. First, a chalice. And they're in the bags over there, crafted by our own Lance Pittman, the symbol of our common faith. Carry the flame of the chalice in your hearts as a reminder of the love of this community and what this faith can mean in your lives. And finally, we give you each a rose. When we dedicate young children in this congregation, we give them a rose without thorns, that they may walk in beauty protected from harm. As we send you off into the larger world, we give you a rose with the thorns still on. We cannot protect you from the dangers, challenges, and temptations of adult life. Yet, we hope that you have the tools you need. Strong values by which to measure the worth of your life, the knowledge of how to think for yourselves, a heritage of the right of conscience, and a religious community which calls you to use your conscience in the world while embracing you throughout your lives. And we also give you the rose because we hope your lives will be filled with beauty.